213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous ce soir sur 213 Rock, Mr. Frank Panet. Hi Frank, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm fine. Hope you too.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Great. It's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on 213 Rock, Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. And thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Frank, this afternoon your Sega single was released, and from the new album. Okay, it's coming on the 4th of December. Unlocked, Reloaded. And what is your first reaction, please, about the second single this morning?
You know, what I heard so far from the people, I just got so many positive feedback. Mm-hmm. Concerning the song and also concerning the video they watched on YouTube. And yeah, it's really cool. You know, I'm really happy about that because, you know, in these days, I think people, they need something positive. Mm-hmm. And I think we give them a sort of a positive rock and roll vibe with our music to just forget about what's happening in the moment. And yeah, so many positive reactions so far.
Effectivement, quelles sont bonnes les réactions. Le single est sorti, le deuxième single donc de l'album est sorti ce matin. Ce single là on écoutera tout à l'heure en sortie d'interview, donc il s'appelle Same Old Song. Il est sorti donc depuis cet après-midi, 13 exactement. Les premières réactions sont bonnes, hein. Lui il les a eu, les commentaires, etc. Et en même temps, il faut être positif, hein. C'est ça, c'est les artistes qui amènent dans la société dans laquelle on vit à l'heure actuelle avec cette histoire de Covid, qui amènent tout le côté positif. C'est la culture, ce sont les artistes qui nous amènent ce côté positif. Ça c'est très important. Frank, the advantage with social networks, you already have an opinion of your fan who follow you directly.
You know that we are basically on on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have an official Facebook page. We have an official Instagram. We're on Twitter, and we have www.saintedsinners.com. which is our official site where they can go, and there's actually every link you need to be up to date with, concerning YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, whatever, you know. So I think if they just go Google Sainted Sinners, they will have it all.
Effectivement, qui sont bien branchés, les Satan Sinners notamment, ils sont vraiment bien branchés, hein. Vous les avez sur Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Google, partout, website, etc. Ils sont partout, voilà, ils sont partout, facilement joignables et tout. Effectivement, ils captent tous les messages notamment qu'on leur envoie, ou alors qu'ils peuvent lire à travers leurs divers comptes. C'est top cool, quoi. And your first single, Standing on the Top, was released on November 6th. 20,000 real views and always messages of encouragement, and may the force be with you.
Yeah, you know, it's really super cool. So we're really thankful for all the support we got so far. And yeah, next Friday the album will come out, and mm-hmm. I hope people will dig all the songs. We are super happy about the album. We're really proud of it because we made it in a very difficult time. And for us, being an international band, you know, two guys from Italy, one guy from Hungary, and two located in Germany, but totally different direction. I'm totally in the south, and our bass player Rico is totally in the north. So it was not possible to really play together and to make an album like this. We are really proud of that. So, and we just hope people will dig it.
Effectivement, dans cette année difficile notamment, hein, ils ont sorti donc ce premier single le 6 novembre dernier avec 20 000 vraies vues cette fois-ci. Attention, 20 000 vues, c'est vrai, avec des messages d'encouragement, etc. Et bien évidemment, on leur souhaite en tout cas que la force soit avec eux. C'est ça qui est très important. Et avec un chanteur notamment du côté de l'Italie, cette année, ça n'a pas été simple pour tout le monde, effectivement, mais ils l'ont fait. Je rappelle en direct que Frank Panet est avec nous en direct ce soir sur 213 Rock, le groupe Sainted Sinners, l'album Unlocked and Reloaded verra le jour le 4 décembre prochain via le label El Puerto Records notamment. And about what will be the other musical surprise that await us with the new album?
Musical surprise, you know, if people know the first two records, I think they will get what they expect from us, but plus they will get much more diversity because of the new guys in the band, you know, Jack being the singer, Ernesto is the keyboard player, and Rico on bass. They are so much experienced in all kinds of styles. So, you know, their little touches of soul, blues, you know, even little jazzy middle part in some songs, and you know, it's I think it's a really for a classic hard rock album and a classic hard rock band what we are, it's a really diverse album, and yeah, so I hope just people will like it and give it you know, enough time to get all the details when they listen to the album, because it's definitely an album you should listen from start to finish, you know, because then you get the overall picture what we are about.
Ouais, vendredi prochain l'album sera disponible. Notamment, il y a, pour les fans qui suivent donc le groupe, les gens qui connaissent le groupe depuis les deux premiers albums, bah ils vont obtenir ce qu'ils souhaitent, mais en même tout en évoluant en même temps, c'est ça qui est très important. Vous trouverez du bon classique hard rock notamment concernant tout le long de cet album. Il y a Jack Millet notamment au chant qui est officier au sein de Dieter Pointang, en tout cas, mais en tout cas il a ramené quelque chose en plus, sa belle voix. En tout cas, oui, il a ramené quelque chose, et notamment il a aussi autour de lui un line-up avec beaucoup d'expérience notamment. Donc voici le line-up, c'est Frank Panet donc aux guitares, avec Jack Millet à la voix, Bercy Hillerman notamment à la batterie, Ernesto Resi au clavier qui a joué avec Eros Ramazzotti et Gotthard notamment, Eric Bowen à la basse qui a joué Paul McCartney et Madonna. Rien que ça, il a vraiment un line-up très très solide, c'est du gros, je vous dis, c'est vraiment du gros, c'est super cool. En tout cas, je rappelle que l'album Unlocked and Reloaded sortira la semaine prochaine, c'est-à-dire le 4 décembre prochain. So Satan Sinners will continue to evolve to gain more fans again, again, and again.
I hope so very much, yeah. So, and honestly, I can already see us working on the next album next year. So, because it's the chemistry is so amazing between the five of us, and you know, one thing that's important nowadays in music business to survive is to have a good chemistry in a band, and that's what we have. We like each other. We like to, you know, just we miss it, each other in this moment. You know, we would like to jam together in a room or play our first live show in this lineup, and we just hope this will happen in 2021. So. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Effectivement, donc Satan Sinner continuera d'évoluer pour gagner des fans encore et encore. Ça, c'est très important. C'est aussi la musique business qui veut ça, notamment. Il faut résister. Il faut continuer. Il faut gagner des terrains, gagner des fans, proposer de la bonne musique. En tout cas, il a un super line-up pour ça. Et comme il dit, le chemistry, notamment, une bonne vibe, en tout cas, au sein du groupe. Et ça, c'est très important, notamment. And Frank, and then for the new album came your new singer, Jack Millet, who also sing with Tiger Pontang, because we know him, because we spoke on there here on 214 Rock. He's a very gentleman.
Ah, cool. Yeah, Jack is a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, when I formed the band Sainted Sinners, he was actually one of the guys, even for the first lineup I had in mind, you know, okay. when I was just brainstorming about possible singers, but back then I didn't know him personally, and because there was no connection there. But then in the meantime, I think around 2017 or 2016, then I met him when he played with Tigers, actually two times. I was guest at a concert, and we did just like a small talk, so nothing more than that, but yeah, so there was, you know, he did knew me, I did obviously then know him, and yeah, so luckily now for the third album I contacted him thanks to Mickey, the ex Tigers guitar player, who gave me his contacts, and yeah, it just worked out amazing, and I'm super happy about it.
Ouais, effectivement, qu'il est un super chanteur. Hein. Il le connaît depuis très longtemps, notamment. Il l'a vu. C'était à la base, notamment, c'était lui le premier chanteur. Donc, ça s'est pas pu se faire à l'époque. Ensuite, il a eu le contact. Donc, ils sont connus entre 2016-2017, et ensuite, il a eu le contact via des membres de Tiger of Pantang. Il l'a contacté, et puis finalement, ça s'est fait, quoi, sur ce nouvel album et tout. C'est juste cool, quoi. And the album was mixed by Dick Drapetic at the Spitfire Studio and mastered by Harry Hess from Harris Karim. Wow, an excellent choice. Very an excellent choice, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's also a connection that came from Jack, because he told me he knows Harry. Mm-hmm. And I personally don't know Harry. We're just friends on Facebook, you know. But okay. Nowadays can happen, but you never really met each other. But I'm always been a huge Harem Scarem fan, and I saw them once live, but I didn't meet Harry. But when Jack suggested Harry, I thought, wow, that's super cool, because obviously Harry has the perfect ear for this kind of music, because he comes from the same style.
Ouais.
And I always liked what he does with Harem Scarem music wise and also sound wise. And he also did a great job on the Tigers albums, mastering them. So was a perfect choice for the mastering. And Dick Dropkick is a super talented guy from Munich, also a guitar player, singer, actually much younger than I am, or than we are in the band. So he's more of have a more modern probably background, but has a very good ear for, you know, the earthy kind of sound you need for a hard rock album. And he did a really great job mixing the album.
Okay, effectivement, et oui, c'est un excellent choix. This is it, c'est ça. Notamment, c'est Harry S qui était donc un ami de Jack Miller, notamment, et que il a présenté à Frank, et puis il lui a dit, ouais, c'est mon ami, je connais. Ouais, alors Frank a été surpris, il dit oui, effectivement, je le connais aussi que par Facebook, pas personnellement. Je connais la carrière d'Harem Scarem, on joue quasiment à peu près le même style de musique. Je suis totalement fan et tout, et puis ça s'est fait comme ça. Et donc il a mixé l'album, et puis en même temps, c'est vraiment bien, quoi. C'est toujours dans le même esprit, quoi. C'est vraiment un excellent choix, quoi. Et puis Dick Dropkick, notamment, pareil, c'est aussi un des musiciens en Allemagne aussi assez connu, notamment, et ils ont enregistré l'album donc au Spitfire Studio, et puis c'est top cool, quoi. Tout ça, ça est fait dans une excellente aventure, et dont tout le monde se connaît au final, et puis dans une même vibe, dans un même style de musique, et ça, c'est très important, quoi. And the new album will also appear as a strictly limited editions in a wooden box with some bonuses. Yeah. It's a Christmas surprise.
Oh yeah, bro. You know, that's a really, really cool thing. We have to thank Matt, the promotion guy from El Puerto, for that idea, because he brought the idea to bring out the album in this very special edition. And it, you know, I didn't know if you saw in the pictures already, but the wooden box looks really cool. It has it's lasered, the two girls from our logo, like the angel and devil girls, are lasered on the front of the wooden box. And then you have, besides the album, you have some really cool surprises in it, like five separate autograph cards from each member. So when you put them together, it's like a panorama picture of the band. And then you have like a scarf, which nowadays you can really need because of the the things with the mask. So you can also use it as a mask. It's like a biker, you know, normal motorcycle riders would use. And it's really cool. It has the cover art from the album on one side and a skull on the other side. So you can wear it, you know, from both sides. Looks really cool, really fancy. And a guitar pick for myself. So.
Oh, cool, cool,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
En fait, voilà.
Box.
Ouais, effectivement, il y a une box en bois comme ça, édition strictement limitée, avec pas mal de surprises à l'intérieur. Vous l'avez entendu, hein, des podcasts, un pick-up notamment qui est pareil de Franck comme ça à l'intérieur. À l'intérieur, il y a beaucoup de choses, il y a beaucoup de matériel avec le logo, avec donc notamment deux nanas, Devil and Angel notamment. Et puis donc ça, c'est le logo du groupe, etc. Une boîte strictement limitée. Vous pouvez aller sur la page Facebook notamment pour essayer d'en avoir une boîte. Ça sera strictement limité, je vous dis. Et ça c'est vraiment une très belle box. Et puis en même temps, il y a l'artwork, etc. Donc tout le monde s'est mis quoi dans cette affaire quoi. C'est vraiment très très joli quoi. And the artwork was designed by Mr. Manfred Smitana from MS Art Design.
Yeah, exactly. He, Manfred, he's a very talented guy, and since working with El Puerto Records, I work always with him on the cover artworks. Mm-hmm. So he did all the Sainted Sinners covers, the first one, the second one, and now Unlocked and Reloaded. Also did the cover art for one of my other bands called Dark Blue Ink, and it's like, you know, we're friends, and I have a vision probably for a cover, but I cannot do it because I have no idea how this all these programs work. So I just give him my rough schedule, you know, what I envision to be the cover like, and he, you know, is so talented. He comes immediately with the right things. You know, it's rarely that we need to, you know, change some things, because it's most of the time it goes very quick, you know. And so I'm very thankful to have a guy like him, and you know, the reaction from the people concerning the new cover artwork is very, very positive. So they really love it, and that's why we, you know, did many things with the cover art, like t-shirts, hoodies, and posters, and even, as I said, on the scarf in the wooden box, you also have the cover art. So it's all over the place, but it just looks good, you know. It's a very nice cover, I think.
Effectivement que c'est une belle pochette, notamment elle a été réalisée tout simplement par Manfred Smintana, notamment du MR Art. C'est lui qui réalise toutes les pochettes depuis les deux premiers albums, donc de tout simplement de Frank comme ça et de Sainted Sinner. C'est vraiment très très important ça encore, cette évolution, et en même temps ça va aussi découler sur du merch, sur des posters, des cartes postales, etc. Donc il y a tout ça qui vont être disponibles incessamment sous peu. Et en même temps, je vous dis, hein, je vous le répète encore, allez sur la page Facebook du groupe, notamment Sainted and Sinner notamment, et vous verrez déjà l'album disponible pour la semaine prochaine, notamment qui sortira le 4 décembre. Vous verrez la limited en la box en bois, du t-shirt, du merchandising, etc. Et ça, c'est très important, quoi. Voici le track listing, donc, de l'album. L'album démarrera avec Same Old Song, en 2, Standing on Top, en 3, Early Light of Day, en 4, 40 Years, en 5, The Hammer of the Gods, en 6, Free to Be, en 7, I Can Wait, en 8, Stone Cold Sober, en 9, Call It Love, en 10, Wall of Sound, en 11, Farewell to Kings, sur 213 Rock, le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Tout de suite, en direct avec nous, Frank Panet, du groupe Satan Sinner. Frank, what are your heroes in the history of hard rock?
Oh, how long is your your show? Because so many. To be honest, you know, obviously it's really, really a lot of people, but the guys that brought that made me interested to play the guitar and to play it better than just, you know, maybe a few chords were definitely Eddie Van Halen, Randy Rhoads, Gary Moore, John Sykes, you know, like the guys from the 70s or late 70s, early 80s. But I have to say, I started listening to rock music in the early 90s because of my age. And so also bands that were popular then, like obviously Guns N' Roses, and even some of the more what you called back then, like grunge bands like Alice in Chains and so forth. I started with them. And then read interviews from these bands, and they said, okay, we influenced by Led Zeppelin, or we influenced by Deep Purple. And then I started listening to the older bands, and that what really made me click and want to play the guitar, because before I just enjoyed the music, and then I listened to these guitar parts, and they were just wow, and I had to learn what they did, you know. So but also, you know, I'm rooted also in the blues, because probably one of my first guitar heroes ever was Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I know, you know, for me blues is always the basis to what I do, you know, no matter if it's heavy or melodic, but it's always should have like a bluesy touch. Mm-hmm. important. So, as said, it's so many guys. But
of course,
obviously, you know, Van Halen and Randy Rhoads.
Effectivement, il aime Van Halen, il aime Randy Rhoads, il aime Gary Moore, il aime aussi tout ce qui est la fin des 70s et les 80s notamment. Il aime les Guns N' Roses, Alice in Chains, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple aussi. Et c'est ce qui lui a donné en fait envie de la guitare. Il a aussi un côté blues. Hein. Il aime Steve Vai Vaughan notamment. Il aime tout ce côté blues rock et tout. C'est ça qui a forgé sa personnalité et c'est excellent effectivement. Randy Rhoads, vous en souvenez, on a eu Carl Kennedy comme ça qui nous a parlé de Randy Rhoads parce qu'à l'époque avec les Rhoads notamment, ils ouvraient pour Ozzy Osbourne à l'époque de la fameuse époque de Blizzard of Oz. C'était il y a bien longtemps. En tout cas, ça c'est aussi des grands moments comme ça que l'on vit chaque soir sur 213 Rock, sur le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. So, you will be on stage on April 10, Saturday, in Ghent, in Belgium.
Yes, yeah, really much looking forward to that, yeah.
Yes.
So that just came up because we have a show booked on the 9th of April in Oberhausen, Germany. Mm-hmm. And that's like in the middle, let's say in the middle of Germany, and it's not too far to go over to Belgium. And luckily, the promoter from the Oberhausen show, he suggested, the guy Jan de Greve, yes, who booked now the show in Ghent.
You know what?
And yeah.
You know what? Just now, Jan asked me to tell you hello.
Cool. Yes, I would say hello also for myself. So
okay.
I really look forward to meet him in person. And we're really super happy because it's the first show ever for Sainted Sinners in Belgium. So, and we hope to expand this and go over, obviously, to France, to Luxembourg, and you know, everywhere where people want to have us, we will be happy to play.
Ok, ça c'est une bonne nouvelle notamment. Ils seront du côté de Gand hein, le 10 avril prochain pour démarrer tout ça. Il y aura une date en Allemagne. Gand c'est pas très loin donc effectivement c'est aussi pas loin. C'est à peu près à 2h30, 3h de Paris notamment en voiture. Voilà, ça va démarrer en tout cas. Ça va démarrer à partir du 10 avril. Donc il y a déjà des dates qui commencent à tomber. Et ça c'est vraiment cool. It's a really good news, as I said. Really good news. The show are coming back. Shows are coming back.
Yeah, we really hope this. And we just keep thinking positive. We just rescheduled all the December shows because normally next Thursday we would normally have our first show in Switzerland, but obviously everything got cancelled. But we have all the shows now rescheduled, some for February, some for April, you know, and even expanded like with the show in Belgium. And yeah, we just continue, to do as much as possible and, you know, think positive and maybe even use the situation in sort of a way for us because we are, we're not a band with a big production, you know, we're just five guys playing rock and roll. So it's probably easier to book us than to book like a big metal show with pyros and you know, five guys playing and then five extra tech guys and whatever. That's obviously much more expensive. We just, you know, we just need a stage, we need electricity, and then let's go, you know.
Electricity and good vibe, it's enough.
Yeah, of course, that's very important.
Ok, yeah. C'était donc Franck Panet avec nous ce soir sur 213 Rock, le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Franck, two more questions. I hope we will have this chance to see you in several rock melodic festivals next year, because this is very important. And finally, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Oh yeah, of course. So to all our, you know, people that know us already, to our fans, and also to people that just got to know us because of your cool show, please, you know, check out the album. If you like the first two singles, check out the album coming next Friday. Whatever format you like, being digital on Spotify or maybe in a limited edition wooden box, then order it from El Puerto Records. And we just hope to come to France one day, play our first shows there. You know, the first step is made with playing in Belgium in April, and meet all your fans, stay healthy so far, and, you know, keep supporting great rock and roll music. you're here and keep supporting and keep rock and roll alive. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And much important these days, stay healthy. Okay.
Voilà, Franck Panet en direct ce soir, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Satan Sinners, Unlocked and Reloaded. Je rappelle, sortira vendredi prochain, le 4 décembre, via le label El Puerto Records. Il sera disponible sur toutes les plateformes. Allez-y, écoutez-le, donnez-lui sa chance. C'est un excellent disque de rock'n'roll. Et en même temps, n'oubliez pas, il y a une très belle date comme ça qui se présentera du côté du 10 avril, notamment du côté de Ghent en Belgique. Ça, ça en vaudra la peine. Et pour démarrer l'année, en tout cas, ça sera superbe. Tout de suite, voici le single qui est sorti cet après-midi. Il s'appelle le Same Old Song sur 213 Rock, sur le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Merci encore pour l'interview, c'était au top. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, 213 Rock. arrière sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Same Old Song, Sated Sinner. Frank Panette est avec nous en direct ce soir sur Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, émission 213 Rock. Je rappelle que l'album sortira le 4 décembre prochain, c'est-à-dire vendredi prochain, Unlocked and Reloaded. N'oubliez pas, il y a une édition ultra limitée d'une box en bois. Voici une autre nouveauté de la semaine, en tout cas le Cassin Revelations. Joe Cassin sera en direct le 4 décembre prochain sur 213 Rock. Et juste pour vous dire aussi que dans, juste après Cassin, le single d'Epica, le nouveau, sorti cet après-midi, 213 Rock.